Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Welcome, you guys are listening to the Lifestyle Network. This is your host, Holly, co-host, Holly Rokes. And I am here with the lovely, amazing Beverly Hills top number one plastic surgeon, Dr. Nicholas Niklovoff. If you would like to call us with any questions or comments or concerns, please give us a call at 1-866-606-8255. And you are also always welcome to go to Dr. Nicholas's website, which is www.drnikloff.com. That is www.drnikloff.com. We have a very, very great show for you today. Something that's actually been something that I've had to deal with for a really long time, which is all things skin, specifically around the face, something that I have had to work on growing up. And so, anyways, I'm going to check in now with Dr. Nick. How are you doing today?
Well, how can I say anything about your skin? You look great.
I look
and
great now.
And on top of it, here, you introduced me as the top lovely number one plastic surgeon.
You are.
So how can I actually say anything about anything on your face?
Well, we're going to talk lots of face today. The one thing that I know a lot of people deal with, because this past weekend was graduation and prom. So graduation via college and then prom for high school and stuff like that. And I know growing up, especially in high school, I've had horrible acne, and I've dealt with it since I was probably 10 years old. And I'm talking bad acne. Like, it wasn't a little bit, it wasn't, it's like to the point where sometimes I didn't want to leave my house. And it was emotionally and mentally really draining and horrible, and I didn't obviously feel very pretty growing up. But it took me a really long time to get under control, and I think it took a lot of different areas and different things for me to go through in order to get it under control. I went and saw probably a lot of doctors growing up as well. But I think the biggest thing that I would suggest is to start with the diet. Is actually what the dermatologist told me. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but...
Well, diet doesn't hurt. You are what you eat.
Yes.
And it sounds so corny, but it's true.
Yes.
However, a lot of things that are attributed to diet, and mainly teenagers having acne and all, don't eat that. Yes, have a healthy diet. Don't go overboard on certain foods, mm-hmm. and all of you have gotten a list from your dermatologist. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure that that makes that huge of a difference.
But
it just gives you something to do.
But you know what's funny is I didn't think so either until I actually cut out all my dairy when I was younger. And then I drank a ton of water. That was the other thing. She made sure, she was like, at least drink at least 2 liters of water a day if you can, if not more. And I did, and when I cut out the dairy and drank all the water, that's when I started seeing the change in my skin. And then when I started bringing dairy back into...
You were just too busy running to the bathroom.
I was!
That's why. You were too busy running by the mirror and didn't have a chance to even look at it.
It was all the excess sweating from the running to the bathroom.
But I'm not sure diet is the biggest reason or the biggest problem mm-hmm. for having acne. I think there are a lot of other things that help.
Genetics,
of course.
If
you're allergic to something, well, if you're allergic to it, yes, you may break out. Mm-hmm. It may cause certain things. But in general, it's not where I would spend most of my time and worries. I think it's more important to keep your face clean. And it sounds so simple, but how many teenagers do you know that actually wash their face?
I mean, I did because obviously I had an issue growing up, but my sister, who literally had maybe got one pimple a year, and she never washed her face, maybe when she hopped in the shower, and that was it.
And maybe even then she kept it dry just so that the makeup stays on.
She didn't wear any makeup.
I think you may have just hit it right on the head. When you put a bunch of stuff on your face, and one of the things that I see is anyone, well, mainly women, guys generally don't wear makeup, but the more acne you have, the more you try to cover it up.
Yeah.
So you put a lot of stuff on there, you cake it on. Mm. So what's the end result? Pores get plugged up. You react to it. You're going to have more acne.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I grew up with a whole bunch of different regimens I had to do every morning. Everything from like a toner to a moisturizer to sunscreen to then like the meds. I did the whole full work. I still do. I think the biggest thing now is I always make sure to wear sunscreen every single day. I think that's one of the most important things that I always put on my face. And I've also switched to kind of serums I think work better. I mean, that could be totally...
Less cream, less oil, the better it is. Yeah,
exactly.
But going back to sunscreen and the sun hitting your face, it's kind of, it's a good and a bad thing. Yes, we should protect our skin from the sun because, especially if you have acne, you can get darker pigmentation where the acne is. And of course, you just need to protect it for sun damage that... You're going to see when you're 30, 40, 50, and all of a sudden you're going to wish you had worn sunscreen. On the other hand, sunscreen does clog up the pores, and just having the sun hit the skin, it seems to help get rid some of the bacteria and does help with acne itself.
So it's a little bit, though. Right? Like a little bit, not a ton exposure.
I'm not suggesting you go out and if anything, just to be clear, I'm not suggesting for everybody to go out there and just bake all day just to get rid of their acne. But the sun generally does not bring out the acne.
No.
If anything, there may be even an opposite effect.
I mean, I know also having to deal with the scarring and the pigmentation discoloration that happens afterwards, which is something I also had to deal with growing up a lot. And it took me, as I said, a really long time to get it under control. One of the things that I found was those, like the Olay brushes. And I realized it's because it's, again, keeping your skin clean and it's helping to get rid of the old dirt and the old skin cells and to help rejuvenate the new skin cells to come about. So.
Well, there are a few things when it comes to acne. And the most common thing, the one you can do a lot about and make a difference is, number one, keep all the stuff off your face so that you don't plug up the pores, you don't get little cysts, and as a result you don't get that acne. If you're a teenager, chances are you're going to have some, but again, you're minimizing it. Get the oils off. Doesn't mean it has to be dry, but it does give you a better chance to have a healthy skin. The other part is hormonal.
Yes, absolutely.
Mainly for women. Mm-hmm. Certain women have even started taking the pill, birth control pill. Some women actually find the opposite effect, but stabilizing some of the spikes in hormones.
Yeah.
And you're probably seeing closer to your period, you may see a change or more acne. So that's the other part, and it certainly has to be considered. It has a different pattern. And the last thing is, you could be just genetically really challenged, and nothing you can do.
Well, thankfully, there was something I can do. I think there's always a combination that people can figure out that will work for their skin to help them. Because I know one of my friends who's about the same age, and she's dealt with acne as well, but actually worse than mine. And she's now just going to a dermatologist, and one of the biggest things that she told her was the same thing, like, make sure your face is always clean, change your pillowcases, switch out your towels. But she was at the point where she was, I'm about to go on Accutane, which I know people love it and people use it, but it's really hard on your organs, and it's something that you shouldn't be taking for long periods of time, I think, from the research I've done.
Well, if you're going to take it, take the right dose.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. And actually, I have a lot of suggestions of what you can do, whether it's a little bit or a lot. And we'll start with some of the basics and go over that when we come back, as well as some treatments. Mm-hmm. What do you do if it's really out of control and just keeping your face clean is not doing it? And of course, if you've ignored it for a while and you happen to have those acne scars, do you have any solutions? And yes, the solutions are you have to see me. And when I say see me, I don't mean personally, but you have to see a physician.
Everyone go and knock on Dr. Next Door.
And a physician who has all the tools can help you with a lot of these problems. So luckily, there are solutions, even if you've let it go and ignored the problem for a while. So we'll talk about all these great things, and I'm keeping a list, so I'm sure all the listeners having questions out there, feel free to call us, and I'll see what I can do to answer all of them. Stand at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show on the Lifestyle Network. Please feel free to give us a call at 1-866-606-8255 with any questions. Today we are talking about all things skin, specifically on the face. We had just left off talking how to try to prevent having pimples and that type of stuff by keeping your face clean and making sure you hydrate. We were talking about sunscreen right before we left.
No, we just left off talking about how in high school you thought you were pizza face.
I was.
And you were so self-conscious you wouldn't go out of the house.
Sometimes I wouldn't. It was horrible. Having horrible skin, I think, is really, I don't know how to explain it. It's just horrible. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just one of those things when you have beautiful skin, it makes you feel so much prettier when you can exude that as well, and it matches your face.
So let me sum up for the listeners out there the simple things you can do. Mm-hmm. And this is frustrating. It's a long journey, but the first few steps don't have to be expensive. And they're not that difficult. Keep your face clean. Wash it. Wash it well. Wash it frequently. Don't put much on it. Anything clogs your pores. If you go exercise, wash your face, even if it's just water. Afterwards, all of that helps.
But you don't think that like toners and moisturizers and like toners, that type of stuff? Yeah.
moisturizers, you already have too much stuff on your face.
But
you're
some
breaking
people have
out.
Really,
why would you need a moisturizer when you're a teenager?
But some people's face gets super, super dry and that can cause the back flip of it, no?
The second thing is that if you want to do something, and it's simple. You can have a wash that mm-hmm. has some glycolic acid.
Okay.
That tends to get rid of the top layer of skin that is dead. And as a result, helps unclog some of the pores. The thing that helps even more, and you see those being sold for teenagers everywhere in the drugstore, cheap product, but very effective, and that's salicylic acid.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those pads, use them to clean your face after washing, not the only thing, that's not washing your face. But if you use that, salicylic acid is one of the most effective things against the bacteria and to help acne. And it's very simple. If you just do those steps, you will be much better.
Okay, no, that sounds great. So then let's talk about maybe the after effect. If when you do have pimples and then you get dark spots and you get big pores or you get scarring, like those are some of the things I had to deal with once I no longer got pimples. I had to deal with the aftermath of it, of having them. And so I actually started using a lot of those dark spot serums. And
right.
You would I don't know exactly what's in them to help, but I found that it did to help get rid of some of the dark spots from the acne scars as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. So you have already used it. you know it works.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things, what they have is a bleaching compound.
Is that what's getting rid of the dark spots?
And it's dihydroquinone.
Okay.
Or the other, there are several others. Kojic acid is one of them. Dihydroquinone, using it a lot lately. There have been some studies discouraging the use. So higher percentage compounds have been taken off the market. Although it's very effective, it's not something that you want to use forever and ever.
Because won't it break down your skin as well? Like if there's bleach and that type of stuff?
No, it's not that kind of a bleach.
Okay.
When we say bleaching, what it simply does, it blocks the conversion so you don't get the dark melanin. So it blocks that process and blocks one of the steps. Okay. And as a result, the melanocytes, they're the cells that are causing all this trouble and giving you pigment, they don't make as much pigment. However, if you go out in the sun, I don't care how much of that you use, mm-hmm. the stimulation from the sunlight
will
override that block.
Of course.
And you will still get pigmentation. So it's not going to keep you from getting dark spots.
Right.
No, staying out of the sun or using sunblock in that case is still important.
Okay. And then, like, I know a lot of people, because my dad has it as well, used to get, like, kind of the deep pitted holes that if the pimples were super deep. And then afterwards, it would just leave kind of like a scarring. I had some as well on my cheeks. And someone suggested to me back in the day to do dermabrasion, which I looked into.
No.
Which I didn't do, but it seemed kind of scary to me.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, the whole
I'm
process.
I'm looking at you, and it's like, oh, my God, really?
It was bad. But I think that people really need to make sure they do their research because, I mean, dermabrasion to me, I know a lot of people talk about it, and it's kind of, you know, used worldwide, but I feel like it's an interesting process that I don't know if I fully understand about taking the top layer off. Technically, right?
You're sending it down.
Yeah. And that to me seems like that can't be good for your skin.
Well, it's not that it's bad for your skin, but it probably is a method that has had its peak, had its day, and we have better ways of doing things these days.
Perfect.
And again, I don't want to say dermabrasion is a horrible thing. And
no,
for the record, don't confuse it with microdermabrasion. Microdermabrasion is just something where you get little crystals that get rid of the dead layer of skin, and it's kind of like a facial. That doesn't get rid of any acne scars or anything like that. When we're talking about dermabrasion, it's with a stone, and they're different. I don't want to get into the technical part, mm-hmm. but you literally are sanding the skin down.
Right, for it to regrow new skin?
Leveling it off.
Okay.
So, but the problem with that is, unless you're really pale, you're from Scandinavia or one thin skin, pale Russian descent, you may have issues with pigmentation because you go so deep,
right.
You will affect the pigmentation cells. And as a result, you may have a difference in color of the skin. And someone like you, who has quite a bit of olive in her skin, that will be problematic.
Yes.
So dermabrasion is not it.
No. I looked into it. My mom and I both decided it wasn't what was going to help me to go forward. So that's why we ended up getting just like that small little Olay brush to help, like on a daily basis, to help remove the dead skin. But it's
and
not.
That works well. That just simply unclogs the pores.
Right. Which is really at the end of the day, that's like the biggest problem that I was having was I don't think I was keeping my skin and my pores clear enough, obviously. But over the years, I figured out how to do that better. But the other thing that I'm starting to notice as I'm getting older is bigger pores, which I want to talk about when we get back and how to prevent that. But if you guys have any questions out there, please, again, feel free to call us. It's 866-06-8255. We will go back into this when we get back.
So, yes, here it is, another tease, but I promise we will talk about those IPIC scars, and I promise we will talk about some procedures that really help with acne scarring. And, yes, pores. So we'll be right back. You're listening to a Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Off talking about pores on your skin, which I know is something that a lot of people have been talking to me about lately. And I've actually noticed for my own skin that it is changing, and I have started noticing that my pores, especially around my nose area, is getting a little bit bigger than they used to be. And that's something that now I'm starting to do research on to try to figure out how to minimize them, obviously. And I don't feel like there's that much research or that much information out there on how to help that. So honestly, I just use makeup to fix it at this moment in time. But it's not obviously a good fix. It's a temporary fix for the day. So I'm not quite sure what there are things out there. Like, I don't know if doing peels or doing any sort of facials, like, would help. Or, I mean, because that's what my friends have been telling me to do, is to go get facials. But I've actually never had one, which is insane. But I've just never had a facial.
You live in L.A.
And I've never had a facial.
And what... You like go on auditions, you mm-hmm. actually do shows, mm-hmm. you're on screen, mm-hmm. and you've never had a facial.
I've never had a facial. And it's, I think there's something in my subconscious that facials to me are scary because too much brushing or moving around or touching my face, I feel like it's going to make it break out from back when I was younger. And so I don't want anyone to touch my face.
Well, you may have some good instincts to some extent. And facials are not bad. If done properly, they keep your skin clean. Mm-hmm. They get rid of the dead layer of skin. And as a result, the pores are not plugged up. They don't expand. So that may help keep the skin from getting larger pores.
Okay.
So it's not a bad thing. They've got to be done properly.
Right, because a lot of my friends, though, when they go to get facials and I see them afterwards, their skin actually looks worse before it looks better.
Well, you may break out a little bit mm-hmm. because they try to get out whatever is there. You may have a plugged pore. You may have a little cyst that they pick at. But the important thing there is if facials are done well, not overly aggressively, but at the same time doing something, they can be helpful, and it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
The issue I have occasionally, like most things, mm-hmm. they're not always done as well as they should be.
Right.
And occasionally, just a waste of time, not to mention money.
I mean, I kind of agree.
And it can be a problem if someone tries to do something they're not comfortable with mm-hmm. or use too much glycolic acid, too much of this or too much of that. So, yeah, there is such thing as trying too hard as well. But if you have pores, yes, keeping everything clean helps. But once you get larger pores, then it's hard to shrink them down. Getting a facial won't do that.
Okay.
And what would help a certain more invasive, and I shouldn't say invasive because it's still laser or radio frequency.
Okay.
But we don't go inside or under the skin. But it's more, again, a lot more involved in terms of discomfort and in terms of recovery. And my preference with that is radio frequency. And the thing that I've had the most luck with is the Fraktura, which is fractionated radio frequency, which tends to not only tighten the pores, gets rid of some broken capillaries, okay. helps with some of the pigment. And frankly, I promised to get back, and I'm using it as a lead-in to this, but that is my choice these days for acne scars. And of course, the technique is very different from just having some larger pores to getting rid of deep acne scarring, but that seems to help by far more than anything else I have seen out there. And with a few treatments, acne scarring does get better.
And that's different than doing laser.
Well, it's a different form of energy.
Okay.
It's similar in effect, but with fewer complications. And you can afford to be more aggressive, and as a result, you get
better results. Okay.
But some of the lasers also work. However, you have to be a little more concerned with pigmented skin. However, since I like rambling on, and if you don't stop me, I'll keep on going.
I'm going to stop
and
you.
And it wouldn't be nice for Sasha, who is waiting patiently online. So,
okay.
Sasha, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, actually.
Well, thank you for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no, it's absolutely fine.
So, how can we help you?
Okay, so my questions with skin and pores, I have a lot of holes, and I think it's from, like they're, like, little sunken, little craters in my face, and I think it's from, like, blackheads that I never really paid attention to back then, and I have plenty of them on my face. Now, my question to you is, what's a way in order to cover that and kind of bring them out more to be my natural skin again? I've had those little dots and holes on my face for quite some time now, but now it's concerning to the point where I think it doesn't look as pretty as I'd like it to. So my question to you is, like, what's a good cover up, or what's a good way to seek treatment
in the sense covering up is not a solution. And keep in mind, the more you cover up, the more problem it causes, because it plugs up more pores and you get in the same boat. Now, I understand if you're going out, you want to look your best, and yes, you're going to put makeup on, and it doesn't matter what I tell you, you're going to do that, and I can't blame you for it.
Exactly.
However, look for a long-term solution. And what I was just saying before we took your call, and it's interesting that that's exactly what you're calling about. So the thing that helps the most that I have found that works, and acne scarring can be very frustrating. If you've been to anybody, I think you know that. And everybody gives you a lot of solutions, but at the end of the day, it is a situation that when you have a lot of solutions, that means most things don't work well. The thing that works well for me, and it's worked surprisingly well, is the fractionated radio frequency. And for you to understand how that works, it's a combination of several methods used out there. It's little needles, and it sounds horrible, and they're very tiny, so that doesn't hurt at all. They're only 3 millimeters, and they go into your skin, but also there is a radio frequency current passed underneath. That breaks up the scar as well as tightens the skin. And you get a lot of leveling of the skin, which is the craters, as well as tightening and closure of the pores. And it affects those glands that hypersecrete as well. This is a very good treatment, and I've used it for active acne. And surprisingly enough, it works much better than you would ever imagine. And going an Accutane, for me, it's no longer an option. But also, when you have scarring, that seems to be a great solution, and it makes the skin look smoother, better than anything I've ever used. And I have most of the lasers, so it's not like I haven't tried them. What ethnicity are you?
What's that again?
I said, what ethnicity are you?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Pardon me?
I'm in Providence, Rhode Island.
No. Are you Italian?
Oh,
Chinese?
My apology. I'm actually Puerto Rican and Dominican. Sorry, I didn't know.
Okay. So that being the case, odds are you have a little bit of that slightly darker skin. And lasers become more challenging. So there, I would strongly encourage you to look into Fractora. And that's the radio frequency I was describing. And that gives you a break when you have darker skin. You can use it even on some lighted, pigmented African-American skin and get away with it. So you shouldn't have any issues with pigmentation. And you can get the skin to look better, get the pores to be smaller, and the acne scars to look better. The one thing that's not going to help as much is if you have those ice pick scars, which is like a hole going real deep, because that is scar pulling down. Do you have any of those?
I actually have a mark in my face from when someone hit me in the face a long time ago that's above my lip that's a little indented to the point where it's very noticeable, and I kind of, that would probably be what you're referring to.
Well, that's a little bit of a different thing, but you may need a revision, and sometimes the Factora helps as well.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there it helps a lot of, it solves a lot of your problems, and I would encourage you to look into it. So, hopefully this has helped a little bit, and I know I keep rambling on, but you happen to fall right in the category that I wanted to talk about to begin with, and it will help a lot of your issues. So I hope that helped. Thank you for calling us, and you're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is Dr. Nicholas Nikolov with Holly, and we'll be right back. And little girls from Sweden
dream of silver screen. Newsbreak, I'm Brian Osuch. Research presented during Digestive Disease Week highlights a new treatment that puts small gas-filled balloons into the stomachs of people fighting obesity. Dr. Shelby Sullivan, Director of Bariatric Endoscopy at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and the study's lead researcher, shares this finding.
Our team tested a 6-month balloon system to see if it could help people lose more weight than those who tried diet and exercise alone. We found that using the balloons resulted in a nearly 7% loss of total body weight compared to just 3.6% in the control group.
So how do you use these balloons?
People swallow a small capsule that contains a balloon. Using a catheter, we inflate the balloon with about 250 cc's of a nitrogen-based gas, which is about the size of a measuring cup. Patients swallowed one balloon at weeks 0, 3, and either 9 or 12, and we removed the balloons after 6 months.
Dr. Sullivan also said people who used the system improved their blood pressure, fasting glucose level, and LDL, or bad cholesterol. To learn more about this study and other research at Digestive Disease Week, visit ddw.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Welcome back. We are on the Lifestyle Talk Network. I am your co-host, Holly Brooks. We left off with Sasha, who called in talking about her pores and scarring along with blackhead problems.
Which, and Holly was very frustrated because she had some makeup tips that she wanted to get in.
I did.
Obviously, she's a pro at that.
I am. Well, because I have every girl has blackheads. And I know, like, the best thing to do is to solve the problem at the root, which is to just get rid of the blackheads. But sometimes we don't have time for that. And so one of the makeup tips I was going to give is if you first use a toner and then use a face primer over the problem spot, use a concealer and then put a BB cream on top, which will smooth everything out, and then use, like, a pressed powder to set it all in. And it will completely cover up any blackheads or scarring or bigger pores that you have. And especially the BB cream is great because it smooths everything together and it will give you a flawless look.
I'm listening to you and I swear they just repainted part of the house. And I don't think they use that many coats on the house or the door. So
us girls have to do a lot to look pretty and to make it look natural. That's the hard part. To make it look like you're not wearing makeup.
And I especially like the way you say, us girls have to do a lot.
We do.
You don't have to do anything.
You'd be surprised.
You just don't want everybody to hate you on the air saying, no, I don't have to do anything. I roll out of bed and this is how I look. And, sorry for the rest of you.
Well, most of the time when I come to the studio, that is the case. I do just roll out of bed and put my hair up and come in. But for those nice that I want to go out, it's like a solid 40-minute makeup ritual that I have to do to put my face on.
You know, you can probably skip it and it'd be just fine.
Yes. I don't know. But I do know that when I go to the gym, I do not wear any makeup. I have noticed that if you wear makeup and you go to the gym, I have more of a tendency to break out, which makes sense because your pores need to be able to breathe and they need to sweat. And when you take it on with makeup, it keeps it from doing that, so it gets more dirty, which then obviously will break out. Which is why whenever I see girls at the gym and they've got full face of makeup on, I just look at them and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you thinking?
They're not there to work out. That's the answer.
Right. They're going to look pretty, which everyone likes.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. It's
you don't have a problem.
You have to remember why they're there.
Yes. I guess when I go to the gym, I just want to go, get my workout done, get out. I'm not trying to look cute for anybody when I'm there.
And I'm sure you never get noticed either, right?
No, never. Exactly.
So, there you go. I think it just proves my point.
Yes.
You can save yourself 40 minutes.
There you go. Well, I will still putting on a face. Because for the camera, you have lights. And you don't want to be shiny. So you
well,
do
camera
have
camera is different.
Yeah.
Camera, you have to put makeup on because it does help not getting that reflection,
yes.
Not having the shiny look.
But here's a problem. With social media now, everybody takes pictures. Everyone's got an Instagram account, a Twitter account, and Facebook account. So everyone's taking pictures, and you don't want to look.
So you're telling me you don't want to get caught out there in case there's a paparazzi.
Looking crazy, yes. So therefore, you have to always be prepared and ready.
I knew eventually you'll come around to a reason why you do it.
Yes.
And you'll find a reason why this is actually the right thing to do.
Yes. But I do agree with you, taking care of the problem at the root, get the actual blackheads out. But is there anything, like, if they can't go to a doctor, is there anything over the counter or at a drugstore that someone could go pick up real quick to use to help with blackheads? I was thinking about the Biore strips, but I've never used them.
Well, technically, I guess it should work.
Okay.
You just hope it doesn't stick too much, you don't have any issues, and peel off some good skin. But if you just steam up the skin in the shower, you should be able to get most of the blackheads out. You don't need to be that fancy.
Really? Okay.
If you steam it up, you loosen them up, and it takes a little extra steam, yes, they will come out. And that probably works better. It's simple, but that's what works. And you haven't had a facial. Sorry, I forgot.
I've never had one.
But if you go and you have a facial, first thing they do is stick the steamer right over your face, and you feel like a Chinese dumpling.
Okay.
But they want to make sure that they hydrate the skin, loosen it up, and it's much easier to extract any of those blackheads.
Okay.
So you can do that at home.
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely
have to go to the facialist.
I mean, it sounds like I could even do what I do when I'm sick, but I take a pot and I put hot water in it. I'll put it over the stove and put a towel over my head. And normally that will help clear out if I'm sick. But this sounds like I can do it as well for my face and do my own steamer.
I've never tried it, but I'm sure you could.
Yes, I think that's exactly what you're talking about. A little more
effective.
See,
you're a professional. You don't need to go have a professional facial. You know how to do all that.
I know. Well, at-home remedies. I don't know if they always work. WebMD. But going forward, so I don't know too much about, like, peels. Does that help with scarring and acne and those type of things, or is it more for wrinkles?
Well, peels, that's a very, very large bucket of different things. Most of the things you'll get at the facialist are very light peels, like glycolic acid, lactic acid, especially if you're pregnant, that gets rid of the top layer, that layer of skin, gets your skin a little fresher looking, and it's fine. Then you may have deeper peels, which some of a little deeper, not much, an esthetician may do. And then you go to the medium range and deep peels, which a physician would do. And they stimulate collagen, tighten skin, get rid of the dead layer of skin on top. And those are more therapeutic to get rid of acne scarring. They can be done by a chemical or they can be done by a laser.
Okay.
And you can vary the depth based on what chemical you use, how much of it you use for how long, or what laser you use on what settings. And radio frequency, which I mentioned earlier, would fall in that category. So depending on what you want to attack, you use different power, different settings, and different types of lasers or chemicals. So yes, you have a lot of variability. But you can't get that at a drugstore.
No.
So start keeping your skin clean. Just do the simple things. And if not, then search for better solutions. And yes, if you get frustrated, those are out there.
I would also say make sure that you're hydrated and making sure that you take care of yourself on a daily basis, lots and lots of sleep. But I feel like I can talk about this topic forever. But thank you so much for listening to us about all skin, face on the Lifestyle Network. I am your co-host, Holly Roakes, and of course, Dr. Nick. It's been wonderful talking with you. And thank you so much for all of your information. We will talk to you guys hopefully next week. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening.
From the news. The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.